I'm a bit flirtatious with the guy who comes to look for Dave, who's my son, and who's got the copy of the film that they've supposedly made. And but it's not all finished and it's not the right copy. So, yeah, so I better not give too many spoilers away, had I? So, but, yeah, but it's a really good film and it's got such a feel-good feeling about it. You really want them to make it in the film, and it kind of shows that, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
Well, it is actually making a film as well. That shows you can put your mind to it by doing it. A lot of hard work obviously goes into putting a film together. So, Andrea, tell us about your character as well.
My character is Pet the receptionist, and I played a receptionist in Canvey Video Extra. So the three leads, Phil, Darren and Ryan, they sort of run this little business and they're trying to get it off the ground. And obviously the film's about what happens as they go along. There's some sad parts and there's some funny parts. It is a mixture. But I really enjoyed it. Oh, it's also Phil Rogers' birthday today, so happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday.
It's got a nice little harmony. People remember Charlie's Angels. There we go, Phil. So when you came in last year, Caroline, you came in July, and then you were going to have the kind of the premiere, and we'll be talking about that. So tell us what's happened, because lots has happened since then, and it's become award-winning as well. So tell us about what happened on the premiere and then taking it from there.
Right, well, we had, previous to the London premiere, we'd had the world premiere at the closing gala of the Southend Film Festival, which was a huge honour, and that was amazing, that went down a storm. Then we had the London premiere in London's West End, very swish. That was packed out, that went down really well. And then, so much has happened. I think... Then we submitted it to... Oh, yes, and it screened again in another festival, Lavenham Film Festival, which was its inaugural year last year, and that was great. But then we got selected for a film festival in Hollywood, in West Hollywood, and it was like... A bit shell-shocked, to be honest, to begin with. I'm like thinking... Me and James were looking at each other, and each knowing that what the other one was thinking... Can we go? Should we go? Is it? Would it be possible to actually attend? And in the end, we thought it was too much of an opportunity to miss, and we flew out to Hollywood, and Trish came as well.
It was brilliant.
And we screened it, and I was a bit nervous to know what the Americans would think of the film. But they absolutely loved it.
They really did, didn't they?
They didn't need subtitles. They got the humour. Yeah. We had some amazing feedback, didn't we?
Definitely.
And in the awards ceremony, we picked up two awards. So one was for Best International Feature and Best Original Screenplay. So... Awesome. Yeah, good time was had by all.
All that, because it is a lot of... I mean, I speak to a lot of musicians when they're putting together, like, their albums, and then you've got to promote everything. And for making a film, there's so much work, from the very moment of writing stuff down to casting, to filming, to finding the locations, to be able to film in certain locations, then the editing.
Yeah.
And it is a massive undertaking. You must have been... Days must have just... Weeks, months... You must have been going out of your mind sometimes.
Yeah, well, the editing was tough because we were asked if we wanted to screen it at the closing gala at Southend Film Festival, which gave us a very, very short time to edit, and not so much editing the film, it's the sound design, it was the music. We had original composition, Sean Finnegan in New York. He composed the music. And then the colour grading, and James did most of this, organised most of this, nearly killed him. He said his eyesight was going and he was absolutely exhausted by the end of it. And then it doesn't stop there, because then you've got to get everything ready for the screenings, you know, what they call the deliverables, and all the right technical bits and pieces, the right formats. I mean, it's, I don't know how he does it. It's just beyond me. I'm not a technically headed person, so
So moving forward, has, because you've won the awards, has that given you a bit of a step further now for any future projects? Whereas, it, you know, if you're coming out and you've not had a successful film, then it's when you do the next one, you've got to do the whole lot again. But has this given you a little bit more reach?
Yes, well, every time you get a film accepted into a festival, every time you get an award, it all helps with the promotion and the marketing of, you know, both the film and, of course, you as filmmakers. So it's always beneficial. And we did screen in America, it's now, you know, it's out on streaming on Tubi in America. And that's one of the biggest channels over there. So that helps. So yeah. It's all noise and it's all positive promotion. So yeah,
especially in the American market, because obviously it's massive. Mm. But the wonderful thing is, it's actually going to be on. Is it Apple TV?
It's been picked up by Apple.
Wow, yeah, that is incredible.
Yeah. It's also been picked up by a whole load of others that I didn't know existed. But if all you need to do is Google Best Geezer movie, and they'll all come up. You can take your pick.
Does it seem quite surreal to all of you that it's suddenly gone, it's massive and it's in America, on Apple? You can go, actually, it's on Apple TV, have a look. How does it feel for everybody?
It's amazing. It's like, so good, isn't it? Mm. And just getting out to Hollywood as well was so amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be able to, you know, to have it on so many different streaming channels and the biggie, Apple.
Yeah.
It's great for the actors to be able to promote what they do, and improve their profile and get their profile out there. So it's good for everybody, I think.
It makes me wish I've got Apple TV, which I haven't, but I wish I had.
You'll have to get it now.
Yeah.
So what's coming up next? I mean, this is obviously, it's out there and it's going to get more and more views and more feedback for you, hopefully more rewards. But what's coming up next? Are you starting something all over again?
Well, we have filmed another movie shot in Essex, in Billericay, and we predominantly in Billericay. The last 2 days we shot in London. And that's a film called Daggers In, and it's an atmospheric murder mystery. So it's very different from Best Geezer, although it does have some of the Best Geezer cast in it, and it does have quite a bit of humour in it. So we can't make films without humour in it.
Yeah.
So that's in the editing process now. James is, as we speak, editing away whilst listening to this, I hope.
Yes, hello, James. he made it in last time, didn't he? But not this time. It was girls only today, I'm afraid.
Geezer Girls.
Geezer Girls. So if you do want to check out the film, as Caroline said, it is on Apple TV, which is amazing. But if you type it in, you will be able to find it across the internet. And it is in America, which is just a phenomenal audience. So when you go over the next on your holidays, they'll be like, I know who you are. also really good for getting other acting jobs for yourself as well.
Yeah, I've been doing little bits and pieces. I worked on a rapping video for someone as well.
Oh, brilliant.
And I've got a part in the Daggers Inn as well.
Yeah.
So that's really good. But also, what I was going to say about the Best Geezer, we are going to be giving out flyers, aren't we, on Friday with the details of the channels.
Mm.
And if anybody wants to ask us any questions about the film, you know, they can feel free to do so.
And where are you going to be on Friday?
Oh, Brentwood High Street, of course. Sorry, I've butted in there.
I'm so excited about it.
And what time are you going to be at Brentwood? What time?
We will probably be there around about 11:30, I think.
Yeah.
Just go into the afternoon and just give out a few leaflets and see who's interested. I'm sure we're
putting posters up, spread the word.
Yeah.
Excellent. And will you be there as well, Andrea?
Unfortunately, no. I'm working that morning.
All right. She obviously wanted the limo to pick her up. But is there any sort of... you've got obviously got a great local cast. Is there anybody in particular, if you could have in your next film, like a named Hollywood actor or actress, who would you like to work with? Who are the people that you kind of admire?
Gosh, I mean, so many. I love Mark Ruffalo. I love Ryan Gosling. Anybody like that. Sandra Bullock. We really do need to hit up some Hollywood moguls to afford those guys.
Yeah, because that's the thing, is that they're like 20 or 30 million pounds.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with films like this, because it's now on a sort of motion of getting, actors and actors that are in it, they get uplifted as well. Mm. So you might be coming in by helicopter next week.
Yes. Yeah, that would be lovely.
But you may jest. You never know.
No, the thing is, you don't. And if you put in a lot of hard work, all of you, to make this success, and it isn't, it's a team effort for everybody to do this, and to do it independently, is without the backing of major studios or whatever they do now, is a real achievement. So you must all be really proud of yourselves for doing it.
Yes, very proud.
Yes, we are. Yeah, and definitely.
Loved the whole experience. So,
yep.
And the experience continues as we promote.
Yes, so don't forget Friday, if you're on the high street at about 11, did you say?
Yeah, around about 11, we'll be down there.
You'll be able to meet the cast, and you'll be there as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be. She'll be dragging me around.
Yeah, I'm drag her out with
it. I'm shy, so I'll be letting her do all the talking.
So, anybody interested in filmmaking as well, it's a great time to speak to the actors and also to Caroline Reiter and production and everything. That would be great. And the film is called Best Geezer. You will find it everywhere, and it is on Apple TV. So, congratulations to all of you for an award-winning film.
Thank you so much.
So cool.
You're doing it again. You're doing it at Harmony. Do you want to just try that again? Say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, see, it's all in harmony. It's really lovely to see. Thanks so much for coming in today. And it's really good to have some Essex success in here.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Right, just coming up to 11 minutes past 12. Let's have some Delta Goodrum. This is Hearts on the Run.
Raise another day. Until I call you, you've only got my heart on a string and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. May I never miss the thrill. Tears to laughter, I will do what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights, never be another. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there.
McCartney there with No More Lonely Nights. And it's great to have all this success in the studio today, with Bird being award-winning, Best Geezer Film award-winning, and it shows you what you can do if you put your mind to doing stuff independently. And I know it's a lot of hard work, and you have to work really hard at these things, but you can have success being independent, rather than
once you've had that bit of success, then you get the awards, and then things start to come a little bit easier as you move along. It's not with with Abby's track as well, being on BBC Radio 1. But that's people will see it as just being on BBC Radio 1 and getting hottest track of the week. But the work that goes into that has been going on for the last sort of 10 years to get anywhere. And it's a shame because there's so much talent out there, but only a few can break through that little barrier, you know. But again, there's loads of independent artists out there and filmmakers that make a very good living, that have a lot of success, and they've got their fan base. And that's why it's always good to sort of have a look out at independent films and independent music. We've got an award. They noticed the award on the desk as well for Phoenix FM, which we got from the Business Awards, which is fabulous. I said it also doubles up as a weapon, so, you know, behave yourself while you're in the studio. I said in my best geezer fashion. That good. Scott Ross has sauntered into the studio. I thought he'd had a haircut, but his hair looks very soft and beautiful today. I should go over and sniff his hair, but I think that would be some sort of harassment I'd be done for. Now, 12:20... I've gone all giddy now, I guess. Blue Scar and Amy Britannia are on the show when were they on it? Last week, I believe. And they've got a brand new track out, which is called In Your Power. And again, independent music doing brilliantly. They're streaming everywhere and they're getting a lot of radio play. We had them first. And here they are. So this is Blue Scar, Amy Britannia, In Your Power.
Keep me warm, 'cause I don't need any. Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
We had life in our eyes and the world was on our side.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
We had life in our eyes and the world was on our side. Speeding along with no map, it was all green lights. It was just you and I. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Every Monday, 8 till 10pm, tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10pm, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
I just heard the words, "I know I cheat," from Scott Ross, who's joining me on this bank holiday. And I want to know, we're cheating at what?
I cheat at
putting the music together for the show.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I try and listen to it and work out what I want to play. And then I go and drag it from various files. And when I went to drag it from the files, the music wasn't there. Or it had changed name. Or I don't know what it had done. Dear. Drove me nuts.
You always play a great selection of music. I always like, because I when I'm in the car, there's songs that you go, "Oh, I haven't heard that one for ages." Or it's a new song, yeah, I haven't heard before. So you do play out some great music.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I do.
But you've got a wonderful show, and I'm really impressed with all the guests that you've had today and what you've got tomorrow. And
yes.
Unbelievable.
Tomorrow I'm talking to Eddie Reader from Fairground Attraction.
I know.
And also, I'm so excited to talk to her because you've got new music coming out as well.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant, but I want to talk to her about what it's like. But all musicians write songs, and even some of the bigger bands write songs, but most of them don't have, there's very few bands that have these mega hits. So you can hear that, there'll be people of, you know, kids will know Perfect, adults will know it, and your grandparents know it.
Yeah.
So it's one of those songs, to write something like that is completely different, because we all like writing our songs, but to have, say, it's like Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Hmm.
It's the same sort of thing, you know, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I'm talking about sort of the classic kind of thing. It's a bit like Frank Sinatra. Those songs are just classics, like New York, New York. And when you put them on at a family gathering or whatever, people go, "Oh, yeah, it's got to be," and they straight away.
That's right.
It's very, I mean, very, very hooky.
Yeah.
But also, we'll be talking about her new music as well, so I'm looking forward to that. And Not Just Travel, who are independent travel agents. Obviously, they're supported through Hayes, so they've got Atoll and Abita as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you're looking, actually, I'll give them a bit of a shout-out today. If you're looking to book a trip anywhere, they can do the whole lot for you. And it's like a bespoke company, but you give them, you can suggest, actually, "I've only got £200. Where can you find me for £200? And they will get your flights, your accommodation, your car hire. They can organise weddings. So it isn't just for people who've got thousands upon thousands of pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, if you're looking to do something like a cruise and you find those things very bad, what's wrong?
Cough.
You're going to cough?
Sorry, I was trying to tell you to turn the mic down.
I thought you were having a fit, and I was getting a bit pain. As you went, "I'm going to," I went, "Oh my God." And then you cough straight into the microphone.
Yeah, well, there you are. I was trying to tell you, but it's no good.
No,
waste of time. You're too busy chatting.
Moving on, as I was saying, with Not Just Travel, they are based in Brentwood. But if you're looking to go on things like cruises, which can be a little bit confusing.
Oh, very much
very
so.
Confusing when you go, you thought, "Oh, I'll put the cabin. Is that, I've paid like £5,000. Oh, I've got to put food on top. Oh, hold a minute, I've got a drinks package. Oh, hold a minute, I've got my transfer." It is quite complicated. They can do all that for you as well.
And you want to make sure that if you book a cruise, that you're not, you haven't got your cabin right next to the lifeboat outside, so you can't see anything on things like that.
Yeah, that's why you need to pick your cabin. Don't let the unless you want to do something that's on the cheap and cheerful, and then you can get an inside cabin. I don't think I fancy one of those.
Well, I suppose you might, the £200 travel holiday, I think I might get a box somewhere.
Well, you've been on cruise, and obviously you had a balcony because you're on your own yacht. He doesn't go on the tube cruises. He's been on one before. It's like where they get dressed up to go out with the captain for dinner and stuff, off the boat somewhere else.
I've actually seen people dressed up for the captain's dinner on one of these little ships that simply went across the North Sea. Mm. And it was very funny. All these people turned up with these blokes with their wearing their cummerbunds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and this was only going across to Harry.
Now with cruising, because it's gone to a younger market, just in case I'll just mention this, you can wear as long as you don't wear shorts to the main dining rooms, because there's loads of different dining rooms you can go to. People just dress down now. It's like years ago, people used to go to the theatre or the cinema and you would actually get dressed up. And when I was on the train last week going into London, when I was visiting the House of Lords for my lunch, which I went to the House of Lords for lunch, thank you very much, everybody on the train was wearing trainers. And in their bag, they might have their shoes. But everybody now dresses down.
Well, I certainly dress down if I'm going for a meal anywhere, because I spill everything on my shirt.
Elasticated pants. Never puts trousers on, but elasticated pants. That's what you need. I had that once. I think my Nicola elastic gave way. Only because, do you know what it's like when you've got underwear? I do have to say.
I have underwear too.
But you've got Mrs. Ross, who probably looks after you. But sometimes you have these bras, which you think to yourself, not you, but you think to yourself, actually, if I got run over tomorrow, I'd have to try and take this off or the ambulance got there. Because you keep hold of stuff. And, as long as it's clean and it's functional. But I had a pair of knickers that were my favourite because they were comfortable, big pants, comfortable. And I've been wearing them, probably had them for years. And then
never changed them.
No, shut up. And they were so old because I kept, obviously, I tumble dry stuff that the elastic in the bit just went.
Yeah.
And I had that, and actually they fell down inside my trousers. So they were half, they couldn't escape out of my trousers, which was good. But they fell down past my bottom.
And we remember that happening to Bob Simpson in a field.
Yes, just very quick. Sorry, it is bank holiday. I can tell you this story. I was when it was COVID, we had it was sort of just at the end of COVID. The Condriacs were doing some gigs outside in the back of the field, so people could go and listen to some music and sit obviously outside.
Yeah,
and. Be careful having your masks on. I actually went with Bob, and we were masked up, and you were allowed to do this. This wasn't when it was like you couldn't do anything.
He was masked up, but not his trousers.
No, so he was wearing shorts, and he'd had a couple of wines, and I was picking him up. And as he was coming back with the two deck chairs under his arms, I heard him laugh, and I turned around, and he went, "I'm sorry," and his shorts had fallen on the floor. He's just standing there carrying two deck chairs in his pants and his trainers and his shorts. And I started laughing. And then I dropped him off and he was still laughing in the car. And when he got out of the car, he went, "Oh, no." And he did the same thing again. He had the things underneath his arms and his shorts fell down. Got to be careful these
people. There you are.
There we go. Do you like the new song by Ray called Worth It?
I do.
I'm going to play it for you now.
Thank you.
Tell you how I feel.
If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
What I need is 'cause I could love you if I really wanted.
Exes, baby, 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 would you?
Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better?
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh,
when I see the sunrise with you, make it that much better. So I hope you're gonna make it all worth it.
Shuffle in your moonlight.
I need to
let me have the time of my life.
To
credentials, South residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential. I
Scott Ross just said, what did you say?
About what?
About that song. No, don't say that on air. Exactly.
No. I was a little surprised with the way that the song went, but it changed.
You see, I told it you, did. It's a jazz song.
Not your favourite.
Now, coming up after you, Joe Bailey's here, back in the house with Drive Live Sessions. Then you've got Andy Gardner with Under the Radar, presenting 2 hours of current Indian alternative tunes. Turn it up with Vixter, playing 2 hours of electronic dance music. And he also has the webcam on, so you can see how gorgeous he is dancing in the studio. And then Cameron Hughes is here in your house with Old School House Funk and Soul from 10 p.m. Some great shows coming up for the rest of the day on Phoenix FM. Now I have to give a mention to the wonderful people at Brentwood Food Bank. You can find out more from going on to our website or the www.phoenixfm.com, but they are looking for donations, and you can donate at Doddinghurst Road Community Church, opening hours are between Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 and 1. Brentwood Baptist Church, open Fridays between 10 and 1, but that's all on our website, so don't worry if you didn't get any of that down. And also brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Now David, who is a Brentwood volunteer, has given us an update thanking everybody for their very generous donations and keeping people fed in Brentwood in 2024. It's you can't believe it, can you? There's people going hungry in Brentwood and the surrounding areas. So if you do need help yourself, get in contact with the food bank, because they will be able to help you. And if you'd like to donate, if you're out shopping, tin goods are great. So soup, fruit in a tin, tomatoes, meatballs, spaghetti, custard, braising steak, vegetables, anything like that that's tinned, because it keeps. Other foods like bags of rice, sugar, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce. And then items like toiletries. So don't forget, when you've spent out all of your money on food, you're going to need things like washing liquid. You're going to need things like toothpaste, deodorant, shower gel, baby wipes and sanitary towels. So any of those, you put any spare in, even if it's just one item, it will make a huge amount of difference to somebody. So or you can save them up over a couple of weeks and then donate a little bag or something. Find out more is Brentwood Food Bank, and you'll find all the details on all the W's phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's do a little bit of catch up on the travel news and see if the roads are any better. There's lots of surface water out there, so just be aware. Wilson's Corner not looking too bad at the moment on Doddinghurst Road. You've got no through traffic on Hatch Road, both ways between Alston Close and Doddinghurst Road. There are diversions, as I mentioned. Also, Long Ridings Avenue at Woodland Avenue, temporary traffic lights there, and on Byron Road around Kingsley Road. But it's looked like it's flowing pretty well, actually. Brook Street roundabout down towards Lakeside is clear. Coming back through the tunnel is starting to get a little bit busy, and also it's a little bit busy coming down from Old MacDonald's Farm on the M25 towards Brook Street roundabout, but the roundabout itself is fine. Heading up to the A12 to Chelmsford, you've got a clear run. Roadworks ongoing while they do the repairs of 40 mile an hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16. You'll get more traffic and travel with Scott Ross in the next hour.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Naughty me, I better do the events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, we talked about the lawn sale at St Edmunds and St Mary's Church on Saturday the 11th. It's between 10 and 2. But you can also go to a plant sale and coffee morning beforehand. That's at Billericay Reading Rooms on the High Street, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It's free entry. You can find out more. Have a look at our events guide on the website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now he's sorting through his paperwork because he's got a bumper show coming up for you. That is the one and only Scott Ross. I thought you'd had a haircut when you come in.
No, I haven't.
No, it's
I
very soft.
Fleas
have returned. Have you washed your hair today?
I wash it every day.
Do you really?
Yes.
It's a lovely cut. You've got a good colour hair. Got a nice healthy hair.
My missus usually
you?
Cuts it.
I thought you were going to say she washes your hair. I don't need to know that. Yes, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that doesn't like the barbers?
I'm just tight. No. I don't mind one way or the other, but since she cuts my hair, it's fine. Why would I go?
Well, I've cut a few people's hair. We're using not the strimmer. That's dangerous. Don't use that on your head. I've used the clippers. And one person's hair I was doing one summer, this is probably about 10 years ago, and they were talking. And then I took the blade off the end. And as they were talking, I saw a hair. And I went, like that. And went, oh! And it went down to the scalp because obviously there was no, one, two or three or four on it. And then I went, what have you done? And I went, nothing, it won't show. I have to wear a hat. I did laugh, though. So, yeah, I'm not much of a hairdresser, but if you want me to do your hair, I don't mind. Thanks very much to my guest today, Bird. Amazing. Do check her out online. And also thank you to Caroline and to Lucia and also Lucetta, and Andrea coming in about Best Geezer. The interviews will be up online a little bit later. Coming up next, you got this man, and we're going to finish the show today with George Bone. He's going to be supporting Bird with her gig that's coming up, and his track is called Summer Fling. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
has ever loved, and this is how it shows. Too young to know it all, but that's the way it goes. Taking photos and making memories, planning out our lives just the way it should be. That I care in the world, holding on tight, keeping closer by day and even closer by night. The fires can't burn when there's no fuel to light. I'm about to look in your eyes, you have no words to fight. Time goes by and wars can start to rage. I thought you were different, special, but now I see you'll never change. I was looking for lifetime, you're looking for a time. Is how it slows. We're just losing ourselves in each other's lows. I've been finding out that when our trouble grows, trading time alone turns to trading blows. I've been holding on a hope, but now the die is cast. I've been tearing it down so I can burn the past. But fires can't burn when there's no fuel to light. I'm by the look in your eyes, you have no words to fight. Oh, how time goes by and start to rage. I thought you were different, special, but now I see you'll never change. I was looking for lifetime, you're looking for a temporary thing. Oh, it was a one, maybe a two.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.